Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're in Proverbs chapter 15. Let's read some scripture and come to the Father in prayer. Father, first we want to come to you and praise you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I want to thank you for this magnificent book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. Thank you, Father, as we read and study your word today. Ask you to bless the word as it goes out and use your word in a mighty way to bring glory and honor to your name and to teach us what we can do, who we are, and how we should live, because it's all in the book of Proverbs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to start out today with Proverbs 15, verse 11, and it says, "Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men?" You know, some people don't think that God knows what hell is. But let me tell you, he made it. And he made it for the devil and his demons. But let me tell you, not only is the devil and his demons going to go there one of these days, but everybody that does not believe in Jesus is going to go there. So that must be a very heartbreaking thing for the king to think that after he paid this mighty price that he paid, so many people will not make the right decision. But he clearly says there in Proverbs 15:11 that even the depths of death and destruction are known by the Lord. Of course they're known by him because he made them. It says in John 1, there's not anything that exists that he didn't make. So he knows every nook and cranny of the pit of hell because he made it. He made everything. He made Satan. He made his demons. He made everything there is. God made it. There's not anything that exists except he made it. So even the depths of death and destruction or the depths of hell are known by the Lord. I mean, every nook and cranny. So if he knows all that, how much more does he know the human heart? In other words, he made that too. So he knows your and my heart. There's not any way that you can deceive him. He knows your heart. Now then, it says, "A scorner loveth not one that reproves him, neither will he go unto the wise." Now then, when you stop and think about that, a scorner or a mocker, he does not love those who rebuke him. So he will stay away from the wise. Now that's the only place in the world he can get good advice is from the wise. But if he's a mocker or a scorner, and he goes and says some of these things and does some of these things, a wonderful, wise, God-loving person will rebuke those evil people from those things. And so they don't like being rebuked or told what to do because they think they know more than you do. And you're a child of God, so you don't know anything. Well, let me tell you, the children of God, when you find a godly man or a godly woman, they are the only ones that do have the right answers to life. The world doesn't have them. They are not even close. But it says that a mocker, he does not love those who rebuke him, so they stay away from the wise. Now, that's sad for his part. Verse 13 says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." Now then, a glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes a spirit. In other words, if you want to get sick, just stop smiling. You know, just start grumbling and complaining about everything. In other words, Philippians 2:14, the Lord, or 2:14 and 15, I believe it is, Philippians 2, it clearly says we're to do all things without murmuring and complaining or disputing or grumbling. Do all things without that. Well, guess what? If you don't do what the Word of God says, you open the door to the demonic world. Anytime we are disobedient to the Word of God, we open the door to the demonic world, and Satan and his host has legal right to come and torment you. Well, the Word of God says that. So, when we think about these magnificent promises here, like in verse 13, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So, we should have a merry heart. We should be thankful and praise the Lord and go around. But sorrow of the heart, by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Or if there's anything you don't want broken, it's your spirit. You need all that power you can get. Now then, verse 14 says, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feedeth on foolishness." Now, isn't that amazing? A wise person is hungry for the truth, is what he's trying to say, while the fool feeds on trash. In other words, a wise person will feed on the Word of God, and then if he needs to feed on something to have a good job or to do something in the world, whatever the Lord leads him to do, whether it be a mechanic or a doctor or an airline pilot or a stewardess or a plumber or anything the Lord, a housewife or anything the Lord calls you to do, you should be hungry for advice. You know, you should be seeking godly men and women or godly men and women's books, but the best book to seek on all subjects is the Word of God. But if you will seek a wise person, if you're a wise person, and only a really good child of God is a wise person, and that person's hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. In other words, all you got to do is turn on the radio or turn on the secular radio or secular television today, or pick up a secular magazine or any of those kind of things, and that's all that's there is trash. It's junk. It is not of God. And that's what fools feed on, the trash of the world. You want to walk in God's anointing and see Him answer your prayers? That's one thing you're going to have to stop. You cannot go home and read the trashy magazines, the trashy newspapers, listen to the trashy secular radio stations and the trashy television we have today with all the murdering, killing, profanity, all that stuff. You listen to that nonsense, you know, guarantee you won't never walk in the anointing of God. So it just depends on what you want. Do you want your prayers answered? Well, you're going to have to do it God's way. He's the one that hears, and He's the one that gives you that information. Now, in verse 15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast." Wow! Is that an awesome statement? For the poor, every day brings trouble. Isn't that amazing? For the poor, every day brings trouble. But the happy heart life is a continual feast. Now then, praise the King. If you will walk obedient to the Lord, you won't never have to worry about not having all your needs met. Now, I didn't say He'll bless you with $1 million, but He might, but that's up to Him. But if you will be a good, wonderful, upstanding Christian and do what the Lord says, go to church, tithe, and do all those things, He will bless you abundantly if you will study His Word and learn how to speak the truth out of your mouth. But in verse 16, it says, "Better is little, though, with the fear of the Lord, than great treasure and trouble therewith." In verse 16, it is absolutely better to have little with fear for the Lord than to have great treasure with turmoil. In other words, if you're not afraid of God, if you don't know who He is, and you're walking in the world, and you're doing all the things, you might get out of college, you might not serve God, still have all kinds of trials and tribulation, and you might get you a good job and become maybe a CEO of a large corporation, or who knows what you might become, a doctor or a lawyer, and you might just make all kinds of money, and you think by the time I'm 50 or 60 years old, I'm going to retire and I'm going to have millions. And instead of having the millions and be able to spend it and enjoy it, you get down sick and you spend it all in a hospital, and then maybe you die and you don't never get to enjoy it. So it's amazing that that's the way it works. But better is little. Better is little with the fear of the Lord. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Now then, verse 17 says, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is." Better is a dinner with the herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. What's he trying to tell us there in verse 17? In other words, what he's trying to say there, a bowl of soup or some meager little something to eat with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. That's what he's trying to say there. In other words, it's a whole lot better to have someone you really love and that loves you, like your mate, or it could just be a friend. But instead of having somebody that's hatred or that hates you and don't like you and talks evil about you and all those kind of things, it's a whole lot better to be able to go and sit down with someone and just have a bowl of soup or maybe a little bowl of salad or something very meager, as long as you love that person. And a man and a woman that's married together that truly love each other, you can sit down and enjoy just a drink of water together, or any little meager thing, have an egg sandwich or something simple, and it can be so good and so tasty if it's around a table where love is. And if you have that, it's wonderful. But you can have a stalled ox, or in other words, you can have steak on the table it with someone you hate, and it will be an absolute nightmare. Now then, it says here, the next one we were, let me see where I was, verse 18. Let's go on to verse 18, and let's see what that says now. Okay, verse 18 says, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Let's put that in very simple words. Let's put it in something that's so easy to understand you can't miss it. A hothead starts a fight. That's what he's trying to tell you. Do you know any hotheads? You know somebody that will go out and drink beer or whatever, and or maybe he's not even a drinker, but he's just a hothead. And it's so easy. Somebody says something to him at the drop of a hat, he's ready to start a fight. Well, it's that a hothead starts fights, but a cool-tempered person tries to stop them. Let me tell you, that's the second man there, the cool-tempered person, is the person that God loves. He wants to help that person that walks in peace, because he tells us so clear in his word, we are to walk in peace. Now it says, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Well, what is that saying in verse 19? A lazy person. What is a slothful person? That's a lazy man. A lazy man has trouble all through life, but the path of the upright is easy. Now, which way you want to go? You want to be a lazy person, have trouble all your life? Or you want to be a person that will get out there and do something and work hard? He clearly tells you there that if you're a lazy person, you'll have trouble all your life, but the path of the upright is easy. Well, we're run out of time again. If you'd like to have any of our teaching, we've got many available on many different subjects in the Word of God. You just call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And everything we have is free and postpaid. We don't sell the Word of God. We give it away. And if you call us on the web, it's www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to us and order our audio and video tapes. Remember, Jesus is Lord.